It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, 20th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes, if you haven't got time for the long show. 12,500 pre-orders for the ID Buzz is now official, according to VW bosses talking at the IAA show in Hanover. And they're going to get to 130,000 annual run rate production of the Buzzes and the Buzz Cargo per year when it's built there. Also at the IAA show, Mercedes-Benz showing off their eCitaro urban bus with their third generation 2170 cells, which they say 600 cells make a module, and then they put those modules, 9 of them, into a battery pack and about 100 kilowatt hours a pack, with their electric buses going 220 kilometers, which is far enough for those solo buses not to do any opportunity charging, but to go back to the depot and charge overnight. Also at the show, BYD unveiling their e-bus blade platform. We talk about the blade batteries in their cars and the shipping them to Teslas now in Germany. But BYD saying, hey, we have a solution as well for buses and urban delivery trucks, even 19-ton trucks, very safe, very reliable, cell-to-pack technology, 50% space reduction by packing them that way. There's now more than 2.5 million BYD EVs on the road, and that includes 90,000 of those BYD commercial vehicles. Renault unveiling their Trafic, their E-Tech electric van, the all-new Trafic electric van based on the combustion platform. 52 kilowatt-hour battery on that and 240 kilometres of range. Ram's CEO has been talking at the Detroit Auto Show, saying that when they eventually launch their Ram truck, it will push past the competition. That's a bold claim, my man, when their competition is the Ford F-150 Lightning, brilliant, Rivian R1T, brilliant, but Mr. Ram Trucks, the CEO, Mike Koval, saying they will push past the competition and they'll make sure that it can do truck stuff, because truck buyers need trucks to do truck stuff, he says, like towing and hauling and all those things. We'll wait and see what they come with. That should be November. We see their truck unveiled now. Tesla has hit a big milestone. 90,000 Teslas sold in the big old market of Norway. Not a big car market. Only 5.4 million people live in the country, but they do love their EVs. Tesla's Shanghai Gigafactory expansion was completed yesterday, now undergoing tests until November. And that will raise the output to 1 million vehicles a year. Wow, it's just deeply impressive. That's going to be 14,000 Model Ys a week, up from 11, and 7,500 Model 3s a week, up from 5.5. Now, we do have some more insight onto Tesla Berlin, where a single source report, which was then widely re-reported, may I add, saying that Tesla is stopping and pausing, and the battery production is not happening in Germany. I didn't believe that story, you know, with no greater evidence than that sounds completely wrong. And now the mayor of the area in which the Tesla Gigafactory is in Berlin, they said that everything reported in the American newspaper, to put it into perspective, says it's not true. The plant continues. The battery building, which is up and being kitted out, continues at a pace. Tesla supercharging pricing is going up in Europe to follow the energy crisis. Pricing at 77p a kilowatt hour for non-Teslas to charge. NIO's two founders have shown up in Germany in a social media post on a German blogging, Chinese blogging platform. Why are NIO's chairman and co-founder and president both in Germany? That suggests NIO are very close to launching in Germany, and they were seen driving their company's ES8s. Eviation is an electric aircraft company. They will sell their electric planes from 2027. They'll be operating in the Caribbean for short haul, and Heart Aerospace will be operating their hybrid electric regional aircraft. They'll carry 30 passengers in Denmark, Norway and Sweden by 2028. Electric aviation, my friends, is happening as well. And that's briefly